I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Doremi.
I'm Edward.
I'm Rini.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Pinky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches.
And this is
Hello everyone, this is Banana Newsline. Here are the news for you. Thousands of superstitious Hindus threaten to riot when police raid an Indian temple to stop a lovelorn peasant marrying a snake. Sandeep Pantel, 27, was convinced the cobra had been a beautiful woman in a previous life and had now fallen in love with him. He claimed that he could also turn into a snake at night after going to a deep trance. And he told everyone that the slithering reptile had promised to wed him on Easter Saturday.
The Hindu priest carrying out a marriage told them that he had exhibited traits of a snake since childhood. He added, Sandeep walks, drinks, and flickers his tongue just like a snake. But the orange-robed priest ran away in a panic when armed police burst into the temple after being tipped off about a bizarre wedding. Both Sandeep and his father, Daya Shankar, a farmer, were arrested for breaching the peace. But then, Indian newspaper reported the disappointed crowd threatened riot because the wedding had been cancelled. Police reinforcements had to be called in to disperse them into their homes in surrounding villages.
24-year-old British man Christopher Dodd and 27-year-old Faye Purdom were friends when they were kids. They had no idea that when they met each other after losing contact for a long time, Purdom had turned into a transgender woman. And the most interesting part was that Dodd realized that he fell in love with Purdom. They are now planning to get married.
Drug dealers are caught by the police of the Virgin Grande region. They surrender to the police in a minute. What's funny is that their dog behaved as his owner did. He laid on his stomach on the ground and stayed there without any movement.
This is all for this week's Banana Newsline. See you next time.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Banana Knock and Talk. Please share your idea about true love with us. So here's the first question. Have you ever watched dating show like 非诚勿扰? Do you think it's real or just a show?
Yes, and some of them are real, but not all of them.
I have watched some dating show like 非诚勿扰 or 百里挑一. I used to think that it is real, but when I came to CUC, it is sad to find out that they're just a show, like people have already planned for it.
Yes, I have. I even watched a dating show like 谁能百里挑一.
Of course, I watch this kind of television show. Most of the girls there are like, wow, I'm flirty and picky. I had many boyfriends, but I'm still innocent. So, come and pick me up. Wow, that's really disgusting.
If you're given a chance to go to the dating show, will you go or not? Why?
If I have the chance to go to the dating show, I'll go because I think I couldn't miss such a great chance to meet a group of handsome guys. It will be amazing.
Of course, I'll not go to this kind of television show. I don't really want to end up like the next morning, I've got texts from my friends saying something like, wow, I didn't know you were this horny and desperate for girls.
Nope, because I don't need to.
I would not go because well, I think I'm a little bit shy, and I don't really like being in the public in this kind of form. I think it's a little bit strange if my friends or my family just watch me on TV from a dating show. That would be so weird to my friends and my family, and also to myself.
Do you believe in falling in love at first sight or falling in love with sticking? Explain to us a little bit.
Yeah, I believe in falling in love at first sight because I'm that kind of person.
Actually, I believe in falling in love with sticking. I see so is because when I first time met my true love, I haven't thought the guy will be my true love one day. And I think our emotions, our love is based on the time we stick together, the time we know each other better and better.
And certainly, I prefer to set a relationship after sticking together for some time. No, that's because no matter how beautiful a girl can be, she might still have stinky feet. And God knows how messy her room can be.
Actually, I believe that people might fall in love with sticking. Because I think you need to get to know more about a person before you say that you love him. But there are cases around me that I think there are chances that people can fall in love at the very first glance. It might happen, but I don't really believe that that would happen on me. Because I think first impression sometimes could cheat you. Perhaps it's just your feeling, it's not real. You feel that he's a good person, he's nice, he's gentleman, but if you try to get along with her, with him for a longer time, perhaps it will turn out that he's totally a different person from what you have imagined him to be at the very first glance.
Thank you for listening. See you next week. Open the door.
Hello, this is Banana calling. May I help you?
Everyone, I'm Alicia, and this is today's Banana Call-In. Today we got a girl who has a little bit emotional problem, and now let's bring her in.
Hello, Alicia. People always think life will be incomplete without spouse, but I feel I will live lonely for a life. I have been sending love all the way, but I felt.
Oh, my poor little girl. What makes you think in this way? What happened?
Okay, in fact, I once loved a woman, and she was my middle school teacher. Okay, now maybe you are not so inquisitive about my negative attitude anymore. There was absolutely no possibility to be with her forever, so finally I gave up.
Oh my god, have you ever told her about what you feel?
No, it's too difficult, you know. She was my teacher and she was older than me, and we are in China, yes.
Okay. Do you still love her?
Actually, I don't know. My friends told me I have to move on and forget her, but it's so hard for me. I just don't know what I could do.
I do agree with your friends. Why don't you get yourself into another new relationship?
It's so difficult. Even normal people couldn't do it. And for the normal girls, to find a boyfriend is such a difficult thing. And I think it's more difficult for me.
But I think you're attractive and you're beautiful. you should be confident enough to get yourself involved into a new relationship, right? Don't give up, girl. Things happen for a reason. Maybe when you're 18 years old, you just met your true love. It's all about fate, about destiny. God has already prepared a good partner for you. Nothing left to say.
Hello, this is Edward, and here I had just got a call from Bilal, who has just come back from his third trip to Xi'an, and now he's eager to tell us about his fantastic trip and the fascinating city, Xi'an.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? I hope you guys had a good holiday, and the second semester has started, and the weather is very beautiful outside. So recently, I had a chance to visit the Xi'an, which was the capital city of China in the ancient times. And frankly speaking, I like Xi'an very much. This was the third time I had the opportunity to visit it. It's a very nice city. All the time I'm telling them is that I love Xi'an. Even when I took the cab, I was telling the taxi driver that I Xi'an, Wachanda I Xi'an. Like I said before, also I visited, they have the drum tower over there, Edward. And they also have a Muslim street over there in Xi'an, and there is also the eight columns.
Oh, the eight columns.
Yeah, the eight columns. So I visited all these places. My trip was for 4 days. I took the plane. So the most fascinating place for me was the Muslim street. Yeah, it's a complete Muslim street, and they have Gajung Gayan, the Chifan, the Tongxi, like all the Shaoqir, all the snacks.
Yeah, you like the food there? It seems like you ate a lot.
After I came back, my friends were telling me, oh, you look very fat, you know?
Yeah.
And it made me felt happy, you know, if somebody tells me I look fat. I take that as a compliment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like it very much, you know. So, Edward, you can start telling me I look fat.
Okay.
Yeah. And the most important part of my trip I liked was the taxi over there is so cheap. So, my trip was very awesome, and I hope you also had a good holiday.
Well, I barely went out of my home.
Oh, why?
Oh, I went to learn to drive, and that's basically all I did.
Wow. So later we can hang out together
yeah.
in your
and
car.
And I won't even charge you.
Oh, that will be the best part, you know.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
All right. So thank you for Bilal for sharing with us this excellent experience, and thank you for listening to us. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
How you doing, baby? This is the highest Banana Hot Sauce. I'm your favorite little cutie pie unicorn. And today is our annual Pick Me Out Banana Edition, aka, yeah, the only straight guy in BNN is girlfriend. So today we have my sweetheart, Edward!
Hi, Edward. Nice to meet you, baby.
Wow, that sounds super sexy, but a little bit creepy. Anyway, King Sparkle, he's single and he's ready to mingle with our relation advisor, Emma.
Hello.
He's gonna find the love of his life or maybe the love of his dad. And now, Ed, let's meet our girls.
Where are the girls at?
Yeah, that's it. First, we have Rachel. This lady is a monster. Tiny, pretty girl who looks but a bigger inside. She's ready to conquer my little ass.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rachel.
Awesome. And next, we have Camilla. This girl is super dope, sweet. And she's tender, but she never uses Tinder.
Hello, everyone. This is Pamela. Nice to meet you.
Wow.
So sweet.
Super sweet, yeah. Last but not least, we have Monica. This girl is your classic American dream. She's gonna make you fall for her.
Hi, everybody. This is Monica. Tell you no familiar, where do I know you from? Have you been to visit me at TacoFantos.com?
So now it's the time for the girls to give Edward a self-introduction. First, let's start with Rachel.
Okay, I'm Rachel and I work near Guomao and I earn like 100,000 a month and I own a poacher. Okay, by the way, I enjoy eating duck every Saturday night and I'm looking for the man that young but not really rich, but they have to have muscles. And that's all.
Oh, look at it. Edward's showing his muscles now.
Wow. Oh my god, Rachel. So you're ready to eat Edward up?
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. Yes. So next we have Pamela.
Hello everyone, this is Pamela from English Broadcasting and Anchor Major. I'm sweet, as you can hear, and I like keeping pets in my home. I've got a little sheep in my dorm. Oh gosh, don't be so amazing at me. I've got a little sheep toy at my dormitory, and I also like keeping pets such as dogs and others. I'm looking for a boy who is tall and handsome, who likes wearing skirts, muscles. Oh, I'm sorry. Who likes wearing shirts? And okay, that's all.
Wow, guy wearing skirts. You're talking about me? I mean, but you know what?
I was like, if you are looking for guys who like to wear skirts, then you need to choose unicorn.
we're so close.
It's not about me, it's Edward's moment, okay? But that voice. Are we turning on?
Oh, it turned you on?
I don't know about you, Edward. Are you turned on by that sweet, sweet, sweet voice?
I choose not to answer that question.
He is so turned on.
Yeah, Edward's face is now super red. You can feel it. And we have Monica.
Hi, Edward. This is Monica. I want you to choose me. I came to China to study international journalism and communication, but my main goal being here is to find myself a Chinese boyfriend.
Wow.
Check me out.
Wow. Check her out. So, you've already given us your self-introduction, and now it's Edward's turn. Introduce yourself and ask them questions to know them better.
Alright, I'm Edward. My height is a secret. My weight is also a secret.
Oh.
And I major in international journalism. I have no mental problems, no fertility problems, and no girlfriend. So my first question is something that I've been wondering so long, that what are you girls' first impression of seeing? Because I'm not like the kind of guy who like walk around and like pick my nose or wear, like, you know, that stuff. Why do I have a girlfriend?
Okay, so I think that Edward wants to ask you girls, what is your first impression of him? And do you girls think that Edward's a good boy? And actually, he is very handsome according to his look, but why?
Alright.
So, Monica, you first.
Alright, my first impression of you is that you are really handsome, right? You have a beautiful smile. And perhaps the only thing that prevents you from having a girlfriend is that you are not confident. And you know, girls love confidence. Even when you step inside this box, you are confident. And
I've got to take a note.
If you are more confident in yourself and in what you do, yeah, you'll be able to find something. But you know, this girl can give you that confidence.
Wow! That's true. Girls love confident guy like me, okay? Be confident, be fierce, be a guy.
Even when you're picking your nose, be confident.
Yeah. And Pamela?
Well, you're pretty cute and so sweet, especially with your red face. And I think losing some weight can be a good advice for you, because I love skinny boys.
Can I say something about that?
Okay, alright, please.
This is because I just experienced something called the winter vacation. And that added like 5 kilograms on me.
Just try to lose weight?
Alright. I give you my word.
So, Pamela, do you have any like secret tips for losing weight? Maybe you could work out with him.
I was actually advising Edward to take you out to the gym and you guys can work out together.
Wow, that sounds so sweet and sexy.
Yes, Edward, you catch that?
It's so important to have a good relationship advisor.
Yeah, but she's my student, you know.
She is my student.
And you are so single.
Since I choose to be single, it's my choice, okay? I'm a grown man. And next we have Rachel. Rachel, say it, please.
You look sweet, and maybe you're just too good to get a girlfriend, but as a monster, I'd like to say maybe you just don't have muscles, so maybe it's not. Show me, yeah.
Rip my clothes off.
Wow.
It's a monster.
She doesn't need a boyfriend. She needs a real man, real man.
The body shape. Your body shape. Okay. We need to work out. Okay? So, Edward, next question.
Alright, I'm gonna ask you guys one by one. The first question is for Rachel. I am absolutely your type, not because I have muscles, but because I'm not rich.
You're gonna be rich in the future. You're gonna be rich in the future, okay? Confident.
I like you. You have a sense of humor.
Yeah, you got that. I'm not rich right now. But my question is that since you said you earn
100,000.
100,000. I think you'd probably be used to like a really wealthy life. Do you really think you can get used to being with a man who can't afford that much, like, on your daily life?
You mean afford my life? I don't need a man affording my life. I just need myself.
Whoa.
That's I will pay for man. What's that?
I think I got Richard's point. She wants masculine boys and who is very sexy and very dominant in bed, who can satisfy her very well. Doesn't have to satisfy her wallet, but you know, some functions. So she is so okay with you are not being so rich because she can't afford herself. If you want her, you really need to go out and work out more. Anyway.
You go for the shape and for the stamina, like
Conclusion, Rachel needs a boy toy, not a toy boy. And I think she's kind of like, I don't know the word, is like African American rich, or we could say neither rich. I mean, in Chinese we call it school. Right?
New money.
Yeah. And next, Pamela.
Alright, you said you like little animals.
Yes, I do.
But I'm kind of a lazy man. And I think, you know, animals, they kind of like poo everywhere in the house. So, are you the kind of girl who like likes to have a lot of animals but don't like to clean them up? Like, leave all the work to the boy, but you just do like the part playing with him?
Yeah, I do think that do the cleaning is a man's job. And I do need a boyfriend to do those things for me. For other things like playing with dogs or ships, I can do it myself. But I need you is because I need you to do my washing and to do my cleaning or, yeah.
Do I get paid?
Not really. No, you don't get paid. Well, you get a girlfriend.
Yeah, she pays you with herself.
And you need to pay for me.
That's such a girl, sweet as marshmallow.
I'm so sweet, don't you think so?
Yeah, definitely, okay?
It's more than anything.
Wow. Oh my god. Okay.
Calm down.
And next,
alright.
Monica.
Okay, Monica. You said you came to China to find a boyfriend. And I don't think I'm gonna let you down, but the question is, Yeah, in the future, aren't you going to go back to America? But I really like my country and I want to stay in China. How do you think we can deal with the situation?
Well, first of all, I think it depends on how well you quirk me.
Wow!
If you start dating and you are able to keep hold on me, who knows? Maybe I won't go back to America.
Is there any strategies or?
any strategies? I don't know. You are the man. You have to come up with it.
Okay.
Wow.
Can I go back home and start brainstorming?
Wow.
You don't need brainstorm.
Yeah.
You need muscle storm. Just go work out.
That's right. I need a man that can satisfy me in bed. And everywhere.
Women are easy to be cheered.
So here comes the classic unicorn quote. You better work, bitch.
You better work out, bitch.
So, Emma, mm-hmm. You are the relationship advisor for our show today. So, what's your opinion about these three girls?
I think these three girls can represent the majority three types of girls in the society nowadays.
Sure, I thought we were pretty sure.
Rachel is a very independent modern lady. She speaks out who she wants. And she's not afraid of that her voice out, that she what she needs. Which I think is really valuable nowadays. Yes, and she is actually exactly opposite to Pamela here. Pamela is so sweet.
Yes, and you will do everything for her.
And she'll make me a human.
Oh, no, what because do you mean? Because you think that she's fragile and she needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And Monica, I think that she strikes a balance between us.
Yeah.
She is very confident, but she's not like so aggressive as Rachel. Straightforwardly point out what she really wants, which is, and also she's not like Pamela, like, I need a man to do things for me, but kind of like, you know, in the balance, like in between. Anyway, I mean, it boils down to Edward. Which kind of girl?
As a 70% straight guy. I mean, I think...
Really? I thought it was 50.
I think that Monica is super charming. Because she knows how to leave some space for the guy. To lead him to go deeper,
well,
go further in the
moment. You know what? If I were a man, I would definitely choose Rachel. I mean, think about it. Woman wants sex and food. And Rachel can provide both. But why not choose her?
Who told you? You're not like superficial, okay?
Hard. You're so mad. Come on. Then I will go for Pamela.
Okay, that's your attitude. Okay, I got it. What? You got what? And Ellen, what about Edward?
Well, Edward, I really think that you got a reason why you're still being single. I have to say that these three girls, they are so good. I mean, maybe too good for you. But don't be frustrated. As long as you work out and be muscles, I mean, gain some muscles, you can win Rachel. And as long as you can be more patient and willing to offer more, you can win Pamela. I mean, for me, like, all she needs is just a man-maid to do things for her and to clean up the shit for her animals. And maybe to hold her tight at night when she goes to sleep. You have a chance with Monica. Because Monica makes it really clear that she wants a Chinese boyfriend. She actually finds you attractive. She thinks that you are handsome. And maybe you guys can have a try.
Yeah. And it's up to you. But I told you, my girls, you have the right to refuse him. So, Edward, I should choose one of you to date. But you girls can turn him down. Okay?
But if it works out, you will get a present from Banana Hot Pot. We're going to send you two to Banana Planet for honeymoon travel.
So let's do the countdown. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Edward, it's your turn to make the show.
So, boom, 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 boom. After all this talk, I come to admit that with Rachel, like 80%, I'm gonna be turned to a pet.
Pamela?
Miss Pamela?
You can't even remember my name.
No, it's because you're
not interested at me.
No, I'm too nervous talking to you that
way. Oh, really?
Pamela?
Okay.
Yeah. Head sitter?
Yes,
okay. But with Monica, I'm going to be a confident man.
Wow.
So I guess my choice will be... All of them!
Yay! Maybe you are not in any Elba concert.
So I'll check it again. So all of them, right?
Well, they have a chance to turn me down, so I figured that's the biggest
chance.
All of
them, right?
I can at least get one.
Okay, cool. Party of one. That's cool. So girls, turn him down. Rachel?
I'm sorry. I prefer that strong man. And you say that pig things, and I guess if a man that really, that, you know, something better than me, maybe I am the man. Not him. So it depends on man. So sorry.
Okay. Boom. Next.
Hey, this is Pamela. Remember my name? I really need a pet figure. I'd like to say I really need a man who can clean those sheets for me and pay for me. But I really hate the man who cannot remember my name. So get out, just get out.
I think I speak for the three of us here. I would love to be with you. I would do everything for you if
is
you are willing to do everything for me. However, however, you just lost me because you wanted to choose all three of us.
Yes.
And I am a very jealous woman. I do not share my man with others. So, sorry.
Am I gonna word say to you?
You learn anything for this trial?
Yeah.
Don't cry for me at the worst.
No, but Banana Planet is always for two people. So never choose three, only choose one.
So I have to say, here's the lesson we learned today. That is one. Never play safe. Pick one. Don't be so greedy, okay? And second, respect me, okay? And be confident.
What
beauty!
How
can we start with your girlfriend?
Maybe,
maybe, yeah, maybe we should be boyfriend next time. Yeah.
And number three, work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes again, you better work, bitch. So that's all for today's Banana Hot Talk. I'm so sorry because Edward's still single, but again, he's sparkle, he's single, he's ready to mingle. So you can call us or contact with us on our official WeChat account, Banana Hot Talk with no space, no letter capitalized, and maybe he can get a girlfriend, but I'm not sure, right?
I mean, he's really handsome.
I'm sure that I won't be able to get one.
Edward, where is your confidence?
Yeah. I'm gonna get one.
Yeah. You're gonna get one?
Yeah, be men. Be men out. Get some confidence.
So see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned with Radio CUC English. We bring to you CD Tempo on Friday night at 7.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。